Okay, good Vach. I would like to skip to Simin Shin Pei He. Shin Pei He talks about Hezek Shein Onika, Tzvei Geshmak HaSimin, Vei Sedistik HaSimin, and it even has some Halacha Lamaisa as well. And hopefully we'll be able tonight, Miyat Hashem, to cover the entire Shin Pei He. It's only two Sifim. Okay, let's start. Din hezek shein onika kagoy manasek yain shoch yainoy shoch chavero boy beisi ifim zok the makab esif alef hamazik es chavero hezek shein onika and someone is mazik his friend a hezek shein onika, which we'll describe later what that means. Kagoyin, the makab gives a couple of examples. Kagoyin she iriv yain nesach be yainoy, that he was ma'ariv, he took his yain nesach and he would mix it into his friend's wine, so now his friend's wine will be, but now it's going to be treif. Not because the friend's wine is actually treif, it's because it has treif for wine mixed in, so he'll never be able to separate the two, so his wine will be treif as well. In such a case, minatayr is going to be potter because it's hezek shein onika. Makabehima yishal meno, Chazal understood that it's makloikas, but the way we pass, Rabbi Yochanan understood that the gzeris hakosa that says yichayif a mazik was only said for a mazik, which is a hezek nika. But if it's a hezek shein onika, minatayr hu potter is going to be potter. However, Chazal will convince you to pay. It's a midrabanan, you're going to be chayiv. Midraisi yataka pata, but midrabanan, you're going to be chayiv. Konsul l'shalim nezek shalim, you have to pay nezek shalim. May ayofeshim nechosim, from the best nechosim that you have. Kedin kolam mazikim, just like all other mazikim. It's a knas of the chachomim. Midraisi you are pata, midrabanan you are chayiv. Why you chayiv? What's the svarah? Why does Chazal need to make this takana? So the Gemara in Gittin says, "Shelo yehei kol echad hoylich u'metamei tayros of shochaveroi." It's going to go around being metamei the tayros of his friend. V'yemer patani, and I'll say I'm patani. You can't do anything to me anyway because it's a hezek shein onika. So to prevent a tikkun olam, to prevent this from happening, Chazal made a knas, made a chiv derabanan on the person that he has to pay for a hezek shein onika. The Gemara actually gives three examples of Hezek Shein Onika. Menasech is an example that the Mechaber just brought down. Actually, Mechaber gives the case of Ir of Yayin Nesach, which is one of the Pshatim of the Gemara, what Menasech is. Then is Metameh, and then is Medameh. Metameh means he goes and he takes, let's say, a sheretz, and he's Metameh, his, the peris of his friends. That's Metameh. He now makes his, the peris of his friends Tameh. If it would be Truma, and he's Metameh, the Truma of Shochaveri, so now Truma Tameh is also. So that's metameh, and then you have the third, which is medameya. You take truma and you throw it into your friend's chulin. So by default, again, your friend's chulin now became treif. Well, not treif, but it became. You have to treat it as if it's all truma because you don't know where the truma is. So it's going to now be worth much less because the price of truma is worth much less than the price of chulin. Only kanim can eat it and has limitations. If it's tameh, it's also. So it's going to be worth less. So these are the three classical cases, metameh, medameh, umenaseh. And on that, even though you are part of minadin, still Chazal will mechayiv you out of knas nezek shalim. That's the Gemara. There's a Rashi over there I should mention. It's a Tum amongst the Achronim. Based on the Gemara later on, over there it's mashma that could be that minadin, without the knas of Chazal, could be there was still some type of chiv bedinei shemayim. Rashi's mashma that kilu there is a punishment bedinei shemayim. Not that it's the actual chayiv latiz shemayim, but if you do these things and you hurt your friend, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay the person back. Others want to say that taka chayiv latiz shemayim is a shayla amongst the poiskim. But meika din avada you are potter, it's only a knas of Chazal. And the reason why they made the knas once again is shelo yehi kol echad hoylich u'metamei tayros of shochaveroi v'yemer potter ani. It's a knas of Chazal. And because it's a knas, you're going to see, let's continue in the Machaber, the Fikach, in Meis HaMazik, Kedem Sheyeshalim, if the Mazik will die before he pays, Ein Koinsim B'nai Akrab L'Shalim, we're not going to be Machayev, the son, afterwards to pay. Because since it's only a knas, they only canceled the person who did this terrible thing. But his son, why are you canceling the son for? So why canceling the Yorshim for? So if he dies, then his son, his children are going to be potter. Now, if you look in the, all right, let me just continue. I'll get back to the halakha. The chain.
Is that what that
Sorry?
Avada
the Yashim have to pay. Any other chiv, Avada. A regular mazik, Avada is a chiv, is a shibin nechasim. Avada, if the father leaves over stuff, the Yashim can have to pay. It's like any other chiv, that if there's shibin nechasim, Avada the nechasim ushu abadim, Avada the Yashim are going to have to pay. But in this case, we were not koinitz b'nai akrav because it was a specific focus knas on the mazik. The person who did this. The chain one more halacha and afkamina whether it's a knas or not. The chain that the machabim hoye shegig or yoinis honest. If he was a shegig or he was an honest, he's potash lekonsu elamazed. They only were kind of somebody who does it bemazed, not somebody who does it be shegig. So because of this halacha, we have two chedushim. Because it's only a knas, first of all, they were not kainsin b'nai akrov, and second of all, they only chay for mazed. They weren't kainis mazed, but not for shegig and oinis. But they did equate it to a regular demazek with the guy, if we're talking about the right person, and he did have amazed, they did equate it that he has a regular din, like a regular mazek, in terms of that he has to pay miyafesh of minachasim. That's the mechaber, in a nutshell. And we'll go back and take it apart. But just to understand this, let's try to, midaraisa, to be considered a mazek, you have to be damaging the chayfet. The yeshivish sprach is that there is, in every chayfet, there's two elements. There's the chayfet, and then there's the value of the chayfets. In order to be chayef for mazik, it has to be hezek nikah, you have to damage the chayfets. However, even when you're not damaging the chayfets, and with the araisa, Yataka Potter, came along Chazal and said that you're going to be chayef for hezek chayna nikah, because there you are damaging the value of the chayfets. That's how someone at Taichok, that the takana was, is that you're mazikin the value of the chayfet. So for that we'll get you. Enochanam, the chayfet alone, you weren't mazik, because it's eno nikko, but the value, because now it's taka worth less, so we'll get you for that. The different surahs, you could say, a different shbach, you could say, no, Chazal said that even though it's eno nikko, they gave it the same din mazik. There are different ways to touch it up. But I just want to give the Olam an eye-opener here. Okay, let's go back to this massive cotton olive. There's a lot here tonight, so I'm asking the Olam just to take easy on the conscience, if you could, wait till maybe after each sip or after each Indian, because I'm going to try to finish the siman tonight, there's a lot of raid here. All right, let's go to this massive cotton olive. When the Mechaber says you have to pay me a yofish of an achosav, even though it's a knas, zok the smak, it didn't call a mazik, just like every mazik, to be mazik siv, because by a mazik it says, meitiv sedeyu yushalim. Well, the kamon b'simen tof yitesis bar, dano davka. What does it mean? You pay mimetiv sadeo, that you have to pay mayyofish ben akosav. What does that mean? Dano davka kishabalo shalim beloy b'kakoyis. If he's coming to pay with karka, then he has to pay with prime karka, with great karka. Aba b'metaltalin, but if he's paying with metaltalin, or certainly if he's paying with cash, kol davim mikri metav. Any metaltalin is considered metav. Afilu subin, even inferior metaltan is considered metav, and as far as the Gemara says in Bava Kamis, Mishum Dim Loim Mokrim Bim Mokrim Zeh, Yochol Olichim Bim Lamokrim Acheh Lamokrim Shom. Metaltan, which is movable goods, if you can't sell it here, charitable items, you could sell it somewhere else. So that's why it's Yofesh of Nekotav, even if it's inferior. Mashenken Karka, you can't move Karka, so if it's not a good Karka to sell, so that's not considered Yofesh of Nekotav, you have to give better Karka. Mashenken Bekakoy, that's not movable. That's the Sma. Good. Now, if you look in the shach, it says similar, very bikitza, the shachs of cotton bays. Kloima, what does it mean, my yafish of minachosav? Kloima, mehe idis, from the idis, kedin mazik, just like a mazik, va'af agav zok the shach, de eno elo midirabonin. The mice is only a mazik midirabonin. The rabonin came to raise a chicken. The way they were sacking the dakono was gain the raise of the shalom and metav, kenkos of a rosh reish, reish baba kama. The same idea. That means that they gave it a tzuru of a kain deraisa. It's a knas, and they didn't. What they were not mechayev a shegig, and they were not mechayev b'nai akrov. But when they were mechayev, they were mechayev it ke'ena deraisa that you have to pay me'ayofish of mechosa. They didn't want to give it a different hayuchas mazik. They gave it the same huchas mazik. That's the shak. Okay, now let's. There's a lot here. I don't know where to start from. Let's try. Okay, let's go here. We know gemenlok. There's a machloikis shak, and and Shimpeches, and really Bemez is Machlekes Rishonim, Mordechai Ben Yenitz, Mulanil, other Rishonim. When you have a Knas Derabonon, there's a past the Svara of Moide Umifta. By Knas Derais, we know that there's a Kosev, Asher Yashin Elokim, others, we don't have from Tupsukim, that if a guy is Moide, he's Mifta. I don't have to pay. If I say Shleshim Shalevit, Kefil, if I come to bed and I say, Nukhatosi, Avisa Peshati, this is what happened, I'm sorry. A guy doesn't have to say sorry, but this is what happened. He's not chayiv the shleishim shalevet. He's not chayiv for knas. You can't be chayiv for knas on your own hodah. And not only that, if you are moida, in certain many situations, even if Edom come afterward, you're going to still be potter, because as long as you're moida, even akakabo Edom, you're going to be potter. There are certain limitations to that, but let's say gneva. If you're moida on the whole gneva, you're going to be chayiv in the karen, you're going to be potter in the kefil, even if Edom come afterwards. Because as long as you are da with mechayiv, so you have a real da on the karen, so then you're going to be potter in the kefil, even if Edom comes afterwards, because you're moida on mifta. What would be by knas the rabbanon? For example, we had a knas the rabbanon shimpei beis of dvar mitzvah. You stole somebody's mitzvah, so they kindness you yud zehuvim. Or what happens if you'll have that garmim might only be a knas like some rishonim. So if you learn like that, what happens if you have other knas the rabbanon? Do we have the principle of moida on mifta or not? Machloekis. The shach holds that it was only said by knas the raisa, but by knas the rabbanon ain akanami you're going to be chayv. There's no concept of moida on mifta. And the ksais argues. Next, Marsha's Rabbeinu Yonis Mulanil, he has a right from Zigin Gint, he ends up in Yeshua's Kasha, but he also added this concept of Moida Mifta was said all across all Knesses, even Knesses the Rabbanah. Means the Shalom, when the Chazal made the Knesset, they made the Knesset, came the Raisa the Knesset, or didn't they make a came the Raisa the Knesset? That's the Maklakis. There's a Shut Ksav Seifa, there's two amongst the Akronim, there's a Shut Ksav Seifa in Kesha Mishpa Simon Kavod, and he has a few Kedushim which we're going to discuss tonight, and one of them he wants to say, that even though there's a machlekes on general knosses, the rabbanon, but over here, everyone's going to be moida. Everyone agrees that if you're going to be moida of the knas of hezek shein nika, avad you're going to be chayv. Here, even the ksais will be under your chayv. Why? He says, what was the reason why they gave you this knas? Shelo yehei kol echad ha'ilik metamei tarezet shel chaveroi. Continues the Gemara. V'yei mepotani. I got you. I did you in. Mepotani. And I it's in your face. He said, why did we have to throw these extra words? We're worried about Tikkun Olam, so we'll make you chayiv, so this way you'll behave and you won't do these things. That's why he says, they were concerned in the whole meanness of it as well. Not just that you're going to be mad at other people, but you're going to get him. And you're going to go over to him. By the way, you know, if you don't tell him, he doesn't know that you were medameya his nechot. So you have to go over to him. By the way, I messed you up good, and I'm potter. You can't do anything against me. So I got you. So v'yayim apotani. So therefore, he says, when they made this knas, they took into account already the v'yayim apotani. You're going to go over, and you're going to be moida, and try to get out of it. So they stopped you from doing that, and they said, even though you, it's as a chain in neka, even though you're going to be moida, v'yayim, but still you're going to be chayv. He wants to say that even the ksais would be moida over here, the moida v'knas would be chayv. A chiddush of the ksav soifa. All right. Another nekuda that we should discuss, also from the Ksav Sefer, there's a lot of akronim on it, but I'll just give you Ksav Sefer's take, is that we had in Shimpei Beis, the end of Shimpei Beis, that since it's only a knas, we know that in Siman Aleph, by Hilchus Dayanim, that Bizmanenu, we can't pass in knosis. You need smuchim to pass in knosis. That means you need smuchim for a lot of things, but on most things, we have Shluchus Ayuka of Dinin. We act on behalf of the Friya Dekadarius of the Dayanim HaSmuchim to pass in on the Cheshem Mishpat. But knosis, they never gave us that koyach, and other things which are loishchiyach, there are certain things that they never gave us koyach, and we can't pass them bezman hazeh. We can put the guy in the chayrim, we can have other ways to achieve maybe similar means, but we can't pass in the shayla. We're not allowed to pass them. We don't have that koyach. Zokta mechab in Shimpei Beis, when you're talking about the knas of stealing somebody's mitzvah, zokta mechab over there, that hu adin, that knas, which is only the rabbonim, zokta mechab, the bezman hazeh, we're not goyven. Ein magbein. The Mechab at the end of Shimpei Beis says, and I quote, "Ubizman hazeh ein magbein oisoi this knas of stealing mitzvahs. Avam potas lemafkinim enev. The guy chaps, we're not going to be mafkinim enev. Just like the knas of the rice, if the guy chaps, we're not be mafkinim enev. But we can't pass in the shaylon. All of a sudden comes Shimpei Hei, and we're talking about vayta knas to rabbanan, and here we don't see this limitation of bizman hazeh. We can't pass in." To say that the Mechab is relying on Siman Aleph doesn't make sense, because then Shimpei Beis should also rely on Shimon Siman Aleph. Right? That he has a need to repeat it every time. So why over here not? By saying in the Mechab that this Knas, the Rabbanan, is different than the act Knas, the Rabbanan. This Knas, the Rabbanan, we could pass in even Bezman Hazeh. Now you have to know what the Chilak is. So he suggests the Chilak is because since it's Shchiach, it's a Tikkun Olam, it's Shchiach, this type of Knas, the Rabbanan, they weren't mitzaken a cane deraisa the kiknaster. Here they allowed even bezman hazeh to paskin. That's what he says. Others might say that if it's a knas, which is a dovakos of yud zehuvim, but there's no chesaron kis keneged it, So then it's apparent it's a knas. What are you doing? You're paying yud for what? For a mitzvah, a brogan. Your brogan is very kosher, but you don't see $10 that you lost. So it's, you don't see the 10 zufas. So it's not, it's like shloshim shel eved. It's a davar katz where the eved is worth a lot, worth a little. That's a real knas. But this knas, what was the knas? The knas was that we treated it like a mazik. We gave it a din of mazik that you have to pay for the chasarin that you caused. So since that was the tzura of that knas, so this knas is different. This knas is not like that knas. This knas is not stam an arbitrary number to stop you, to penalize you, to give you a ticket, to fine you, not to do these things. This knas was that we reckon that this is like a regular mazik. And if this is like a regular mazik, so you have to pay for the chasarin kiss that you caused. So if that's the case, so it's like a regular mazik, like yafushim nukasim, and it's like a regular mazik, then it could be goyva even bizman hazeh. Alright, that could be a different pshat. But fine. But it's madrik in the mechaba, nevertheless, regardless of the pshat, yes, bizman hazeh, we can paskin this as well. Now, what would be if, it's dover posha, b'dor chashukhan v'zaduch, what would be if someone is mazik, a hezik she'enu nikah, so he really did you in on your yayin, and then I came along and I see this yayin nesach, or the dimu of yayin nesach, the ear of yayin nesach, which anyway is worthless to you, and I take and I pour it out. So I did a hezik nikah. After someone else did a hezik she'enu nikah. So after a chashuk and avada, the second guy is going to be potter. Because lamaisa, the yayin was already gnizik from the first guy. So avada's worth nothing, avada I didn't anything. I, the first guy was hezik she'enu nikah, you can't get him, but he did a b'shege, so your mamash can't even get him. Tough luck, because hezik she'enu nikah he's potter from. But you can't be machayiv me, lamaisa, your yayin's worth nothing. It's a dover pashut. Fine. All right. Now, about this din of en koinsin b'noy achrov, if you look in the smas of cotton base, he has a chiddush halacha. The halacha we just said that hayyif is only a knas, we only could nail you. But if the person is nifta, and now we want to be mechayiv his kids, en koinsin b'noy achrov, l'shalom, just like we find by other knas. Zok the smas chiddush, pirish in siv cotton base, afilo amid avin bedin. Even if we already paskined on the father, we already mechayiv him bedin that he already owes this knas money, and then he was nifta, you still can't go to the Yoshim to collect. Later on, the attacker by Moshe Shemei says that you're not going to be Noyachrov, but if you already passed him the Chayav, you took him to a Din Torah and you gave him the Knas. And now he's Chayav, because the Bezin said so, the Bezin already levied this Knas on him. Now if he's Nifta, already you could go to Noyachrov. So he doesn't explain now in Kuf Ches, the smile over there, also read Zulcha Shtekel like that. And he says he was Herech B'tshuva. We weren't Zulcha to his Tshuva, so we don't know exactly what the Lamdas and what the Chalukim are. But if you look in the Shach over here in Sifkon Gimel, the Shach jumps on the smile that it's not true. In the beginning of Kuf Sifkon Gimel, he quotes the smile, Ankan Lashon of the smile, and then he says, Ve'ein Dvarav Nechainim Ve'inai. He's incorrect. Avada, once you pass in on the father, even if he's nifta now, Avada, you could go to B'nai Akrav. Why? The Ramav and Mechabal Kamon and Simon Shim Peches, Shepasku, the Moshe Shemeis, Goivim Meyoshov, Afilu Loyom Ad Bedin, by Moshe Tzmachloikis. So the Mechabal passed in that you could go to his Yoshim, Hainu Mitam Shekasafti Shom Disrielu, the Din and the Gami, Din and Huvloik Nasa. So from them, Stam, you don't have a Raya. The reason why you Mechayev the kids over there is because it's Mecha Adin. He holds that Gami is Medin. Elamai, you're handling mitzvah the Yeshayimim with him. Yeshayimim shom disrielah the davka shomad bedin. Haynu mishum disrielah the din the gamiz knasa the rabbanan. V'loy kansu b'nei achrov enu chayiv. Elam kain omad bedin. But you see that why by Moisa, even the Yeshayim will hold that it is a din gamiz only knasa, and you can't be kansu b'nei achrov. But if you already mind with the father this Moisa bedin, avada, then you could go to the children. Then Cain, who had in Hacha, B'amad Bedin would be Chayiv. So to over here, B'amad Bedin should definitely be Chayiv. Then he continues with Zayis from Yishayinim. And at the end, I'm skipping to the second to last line of the Shach. He says, Amashakaz of a Mechaba Lael. You, this man, trying to bring a Rai from over there. Avim Chayvu Knas. Loi Kansu B'nai Achrov. Even though they already Chayvu Knas. Even though they already levied the Knas on the father. Hainu, it's talking about something else. It's not talking about these Knas. Hainu Kish Chayvu. Yes, Amashayiv said. He's talking about not a knas of chazal, the chazal or kaveya, that this has a chiyuv for kol mokom v'kol zman. Over there, talking about that there was a specific case, he wanted to teach a guy a lesson, so the rabbanim of the city decided to penalize him, the takonis ashar, whatever it is, and they gave it him good. That type of knas, that excessive knas, there it says in a chanami that if it'll be nifta, we won't kainis b'nayakar. Because that's not a knas mendin, that was a special arrangement that the Rabbanim felt it had to be done, so they invoked that power that they have, but they're not going to do it for the kids, because the kids, why are they shuldig? But when you have a Knas HaChazal, and once it was Gepaskin and Bezen, that he's Chayv, so now he's Chayv like any other Chayv. The Adraba, he says, and from the Israelite, I care for this now. Hokatu Shema Mechabe Bereshu, the Mechabe is another halakha over there. Mishin is Chayv, Momen Bebezin, Babu Mashinus, Mashinus is Moisen, Mashinus is the same din knas gamei umeis goyve meyayoshim. So you see, if I can't, you see over there that when you have a knas of chazal avada, you are goyve meyayoshim if it's already omad bedin. And avadi kemeshi kasata, like I said. So la halacha avada be passing like the shach that the guy was already omad bedin and then he was nifto avada, you're going to be chayiv. His yoshim are going to be chayiv. We're talking about only in the case that you didn't have a chance to be maimed and bedin and he was already nifto. There, you won't levy the knas on the kid. Okay. Next, Nekuda, Malshinus is a Mesira. He went to the government and he tattletailed on the guy and he caused the guy trouble. Hesed Momin. So, Mitz Hashem, hopefully, the Olam of Gadot will do Shem Pechaz. It's a major, major Indian. You have to have, to be prepared to accept the halakha of the Maisa. But it's a major Indian, Mitz Hashem will get to. But yes, that's Malshinus as well. Fine. All right. Now, the Mechaba, let's make a deacon Mechaba, I mean, I'm sure everyone thinks it's posher, but it starts off like this. Hamazik has chaver hezek shein enek, it's going to be chay. Chaver gives you one example, kagoy. He didn't even bring down the three examples of the Gemara. Clearly, you see from the Mechaba, that this din is every case you could imagine of a hezek shein enek will be chay. Because that's what Mechaba says. A classical halacha, Hamazik has chaver hezek shein enek is chay. You want an example? I'll give you an example. An example would be Manasseh. Rabbi's example is not such a great example. It's Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. On his example, the other Mandiyam holds that Manasseh, Rav holds Manasseh means Manasseh Mamish, not Erev. Manasseh that you did Manasseh Yain, like Sif Beis. So this is rather not even any of the examples. But you see, it's a classical halacha. And I'm just giving you one example. They didn't bring down the whole Gemara. See, the Machlokes is showing him. Some want to say that this in the Gemara even suggested, Shmuel has such a thought, perhaps, in the Gemara, that this whole din was limited to three cases, Hamanasek, Medameah, and Metame. They were kindness, each one individually, and that's it. You can't be Medame Muslim Hilsa. And if that's the case, it will come out that you can't have a general klal, Hamazik is Chaveh, or Hezek Shein HaNik is going to be Chai. There's no such thing. It's only, you should know, Hamazik through Menasek, and Medameh, that will be Chai. But anything else, even Hezek Shein HaNik, you're going to be Pasuk. There's no such thing. But from the Mechaba, you see, that's not how we pass. Really, it's the Rambam. And that's what the Shach is coming to address. And the Shach of Kon Aleph, he says, Varshan HaRambam, Reish Perek Zayim, Ruchus Choyvel HaMazik, Choyvel, sorry, Hamazik Mama Chaveh, Hezek Shein HaNik, Hayrei Zechayiv, Keitzer. Also, a classical halacha. Keitzer, what's the example? Hayrei, Shetime Oichlin Tahirim Shochaveroi, Oishi Dimea Loi Peris, Oreb Loi Tipe Zayin Nesech B'Tzeich Yenoi, Shoi Oto Olov Akol, V'chein Koku Yaitse B'Zeh, anything similar, that's already a broad license, you can be madam what you want, Shomen Masha Hifzid, Mashalim Nezek Sholim B'Chula Akam Mashayinah. Dr. Shach, as Maduik in the Rambam, Umidikot of Klola, Hamazik mama chaver v'chulun, v'gam mid the cost of the chen kol koyetsu b'zeh, muchak the pasuk k'rav the perak anizokin. He passes like Rav that this is a klolius tik halacha to all hezek shein hanikah. The ikah Shmuel, if you're going to pass him like Shmuel, or mashma ledi b'shas that Shmuel holds the dafka hani tlos of the suloi. The maskano legamrina. The maskano in pshat and Shmuel is that you can't. Sorry, the miknasa. Sorry, legamrina. Yeah, good. The Miknas Legamrina, the Gemara says over there, the reason why Shmuel had to learn his Pshat and Manasseh is because Miknas Legamrina, and even though Manasseh means ear of Yayin Nesek, which is the exact same case, if you think of it, as Bimua, how is Ma'arev Yitruma, but Shmuel, no, because without his special Knas, I want to learn out one to the other, because Miknas Legamrina, I can't learn out from one Knas to the next Knas. Good. But we pass him like Rav, we pass him the generous Halacha, the Chinkos of Rav, the Magachom, and Machikos of Ramacham Akakak. Hamanase Chayiv L'Shalim, which is the next halacha, says Beis, Dr. Rav Magid, how did he know that? It's Kerab, Dama Hachibin HaNizokin, and Dr. Shach, you want to know how he passed on Grav, I can bring you a better ayah. Imagine, because of Kam, V'chein Kol Kiyetiv, the Mucha Kiyetiv, the Pasuk Kerab. Because Rav is the one who holds it, the Bruar Halacha, Shmuel limits it only to three instances. Okay. And the Shach continues that really, the Machlek is Rishainim, and we pass on like Rav and Shmuel, is this a Bruar Halacha, or is this a limited Halacha? Nice if you have the Rambam, You have other Rishonim as well. You have the Mechaba, and Ramah doesn't argue. You have many Achronim, which we'll see in Mir Tashem. There's a lot of stories that hold that Hezek Shein Anik is Taka Chayiv. It's Hasoif, it's Meir, how he, why we know we pass him that Miknosa. We are Gamrin, and because the Halacha Lamaita is, this is a broad Halacha, you're Chayiv for all types of Hezek Shein Anik. And this is one of the examples, Ma'arev Yayin Nesek. But like Kain Lachokim Yekamoyit, any example you could have, you can be Medameh too. Alright, let's continue. And I'll give you two more halachas, and then I'll go into a very geshmaki union to take this apart. The Mechaber says, "V'cheinim hoye sheged." If it was a sheged or an oynes, there they were not. They didn't penalize you. They only penalized you if what? If it was amazing. Let's try to be minded. What's considered a sheged? There's a mishnayis, a place of Kidega mishnayis. The Kidega says if a person had a mind to do one chaver in, I'm going to get Reuven, and he's leaving the dormitory, and I'm going to mess him up. And you do a hezek shein anik on his stuff, and then you find out that really it wasn't Reuven's stuff that you just messed up, it really was Shimon. You got the wrong victim. You tried to mess Reuven up, and you end up messing up Shimon. Is that considered shaygay, or it's amazing? I mean, you did it berishit, but you weren't trying to get Shimon, you were trying to get Reuven, and you blew it. Is that considered amazing or shaygay? So, it's from one to another, we don't say good. So the Kidega Mishnah is named on that that's considered a Shegeg. And that you'll be part of. You wouldn't have a Knas B'Kai Gavna. If you didn't intend to get this guy, you intended to get somebody else, that's not a Mesa, that's a Shegeg. And the Minchas Pitzim argues with the Kidega, the Minchas Pitzim says, he said that we find our lock of Yiskadim Lara Gezeh, Vahara Gezeh, we pass him that you're Chayiv. That is considered Mesa, that's considered that you're Miskaven Larig, even though you're trying to kill Reuven, you kill Shimon. But does Shaitan the father, we pass him like that, and my pleasure is denying, we pass him, that's considered, we reckon your dad, and you try to do amazing wishes to him, we apply it to Yen, and that's also considered amazing. So he says, if it works for Ritzicha, why shouldn't it work for Mazik as well? And what it means, he means to say, and why shouldn't it work for the Din the Rabbanan of Mazik as well? But he really needs to come out of it. Now, it could be, you could be Mechalit, that Hayyos, the whole Svara was, and here you were really trying to get Reuven, you weren't trying to get Shimon. So Kilu, for Shimon, we didn't really have to worry that you were trying to damage him, because you never intended to get Shimon, even though Kay Machmas, the ladder of, you're trying to get Reuven, but since you were trying, you never intended to get Shimon, you wouldn't have done it with the Knas, without Shimon Shiva, you wouldn't have done it, so they didn't make the Knas B'chai Gamna. It's a suggestion, you can take it or leave it. But at least you see from Akwekis, if this is considered Shregeg or not. There is a Taisis, I should say, that the Taisis is magdid by Zayin Shetoa. And one of the cases is that he was Taya on, he's Matame Tareis of Shechavere, he passed in that on your Chafis, he passed in that your fruit are, let's say, Tar, and they were really Tame. And then you went ahead and now you mixed it with the rest of your Taradika fruits. And then later on, the was really Tame. It's too late. He already mixed it with all the other Tayes. So Nishnah, that Tayes, that fruit is Tame, but his entire warehouse is now Tame, because he doesn't know where that Tame Dika fruit is. So because of the Dayan, he messed them up, Hain Rab of money, because now all his Tayes are now Tame. So the Tayes says, the Dayan should tell you, didn't do a B'mezen, I only have a B'mezen, and it's a Hezek Shein HaNekah. The Tayes says, that's also considered, he has a case that the Dayan proved himself, he wanted to show that he was right, he took it and he mixed it, or he took the sherets and he put the sherets on the fruit to show, I'm showing you that he had the inverse case. He held that it was, really the fruit was tar, and he passed in that it was tame, and to prove himself, to show that it's really tame, that the guy shouldn't be chaychich on the track of the dime, he took the sherets and put it on the fruit, now it's for sure tame. You know, there's nothing, you know, he can't be chaychich on the track anymore. So in that case, Taisa said that he didn't have to go as they like to do it, even though it was a Tayyip, Machmas is suicide, but he didn't have to do excessive, he didn't have to be so proactive. So that's a Pesheya, and that's also considered amazing. I mean, you don't, I'm trying to prove in Taisa, you don't need an outright amazing. A Pesheya is also like amazing. If you're negligent, that's also Chay, but if you're a Shegeg, then not. And that's the Makhlek, because I told you that Kidegim, you could feed him when Skavan was ever, and you killed somebody else. There's another Makhlek, that's Akhrainim. What would be if the reason why you're doing it is because you have yourself in mind. You have a gain from it. You're not trying to hurt Yenna. You don't care about Yenna. But by you doing it, you gain through it. You're doing the Latevis Atzmai. Is that considered a Shegeg or not? And that's also a Machoik Yisabayit. In the Sham Mishpat, in Kufa Yinvav, Nemzon, that's also considered a Shegeg. Because you didn't do it Lahachas. You didn't do it to get the guy. You were doing it because you had a benefit from it. You just weren't sensitive to the other person, that's true. But you weren't trying to get him, so there, that's only considered a shegeg. And Minchas Pitim argues, you're going to see later on in Shem Peches, and if it's done by Maisa, over there, there is such a side that if you do it, the reason why you're calling the police is because you're just trying to protect yourself, you're trying to gain, or whatever it is. There is such a shita who nems on that that's not considered amazing, but we don't pass on that. The shark jumps on it, we don't pass on that. That is amazing, that isn't even the kayak. So the different Minchas Pitim says, so over here too, by this knas too, if you end up doing it, even if you had yourself in mind, still that's considered like a maybe that you're going to be a chayv. And again, maybe you could be machalot and say that this is, again, actually kolech ha'helik ha'madamitayim. Sometimes they won't clean it. Okay, you have to know. Good. When he, let's say the case was that he passed in his tome and he wanted to prove it to me, so he put the shards on it, why did he do it? He wanted to show that his pack is kind. Yeah, that the person should be a nichshon. Right, in a kanami, yeah, but the bottom line is he didn't have to be so excessive. And because he didn't have to be so excessive, the case is it's like a pshia, and therefore he's kind. All right, let's try to take it apart. We're discussing a bunch of our lockers on Hezek Shein HaNegah. What in the world is Hezek Shein HaNegah? And the Gishmaka in it, there's a ladder right here. And then we'll see Parshat Halacha L'maaseh with the examples. What's considered Hezek Shein HaNegah? So let's start. There's a Gemara in Baba Basra that says, on the days, the Gemara says, the case was that you had a fence that separated your vineyard from your neighbor's tzvuah. Without the fence, it would be klein. With the fence, no problem. You could plant straight. You could plant your kerem. And he could plant his tzvua, not a problem, no, everything's fine. What happens if the gedda falls down, so now there's danger, now your kerem is going to answer his tzvua's claim, so now you're going to be in trouble. On that, the Gemara says like this. Tanya, mechita tekerem shenifritza, I'm a like gedar, you tell him to fix it. Because of a nifritza, you fix it and it broke again. Vaita, I'm a like gedar, tell him to fix it again. Nisiyai shemena, if he decided, well, like God, he decided, that's it, he gave up. Yeah, what do I need to be guided for? He gave up. He decided not to be guided. At that moment, when he decided that he's no longer going to have a separation between the two fields, Hareza Kidesh, now became Klaim, the Chayib Echidism, and he's Chayib to pay the claim that he caused to his friends, to his neighbors, to him. Now, we hold that this is Al-Gami. Rameh holds in the Baba Kam, the Gemara brings this is one of the cases of Gami. It's Garmi, what did I do? I didn't put up a fence to separate two fields, and because of that, I caused your tour to become client. It's Garmi. That's the Gemara. Talk Tosis. Now, what? Lechayra, what happened? Your tour turned into client, something that you cannot see. You put under a microscope, you will not see client in your tour. But nevertheless, Allah is that the tour is grown amidst a kerem, that's client, that tour becomes us. The Gzeis HaKosov, that's awesome. So look, Tosis is like this. Ava gav, the hezek shein hanikah lo yishmei hezek. Menadin, midarayt, that's lo yishmei hezek. You can see why Tosis didn't want to learn that it was midarabonim. We'll see shortly. But midarayt, that's lo yishmei hezek. So what's going on over here? Nira l'ri, very important Tosis. Nira l'ri, the high choshev hezek nikah. Even though klayim is not, you can't see klayim, still it's hezek nikah. Why? Sharei nikahu shehu klayim. It's nikah that it's klayim, kishiraya ha-gefanim b'sada, when you see the gefanim in the sada, kishiraya ha-gefanim b'sada, when you see the gefanim, means if I see my gefanim next to your tzvua, even though I don't see your tzvua turning into klayim, but I see the matzav, that there's a growth happening, kerem, next to tzvua, that's a matzav of klayim, so I see my kerem, everyone sees my kerem, doing damage to your tzvua. So I see the maisa matzav going on here. You made a choice. Hezek Shein HaNegah doesn't mean that you have to see that the chayfet was genizik. No, you don't have to see that chayfet was genizik. Hezek Shein HaNegah means that you don't see the maisa mazik. You don't see that the guy did anything wrong. But if you see him doing something wrong, you see him putting a kerem next to your tzvua, you see damage, you see mazik, you see hezek right in front of your eyes, that's a maisa mazik that you're going to be chayfet for. That's Hezek Nikah. Oh, Tractoise is Ein Metame. I'm metame also, if you take a sheretz, you see doing damage. So, Tosfos, metame, Even though you see the sheret on Yenim Tairis, I took a sheret, I put it right onto his, smack onto his fruit. So Tais is no, lo choshet hezek neka. That's not hezek neka. Why? The niyu day a mukshiru, a nice cup. You're right, really it should be hezek neka. But the reason why it's hezek neka is because in order for fruit to become tamei, there's a cause, they have to have hech shemayim. You have to first put water on it, and then nekele. Now the fruit could be a bar mekabel tuma. Well, if I see fruit in front of me, even though they already went through the water process, and there are a mekabel tuma, but I don't see that, the dry fruit in front of my eyes, I don't see any heksha here. So if you put the sheret, do I see hezek? I don't see hezek at all. Shvatim allowed to touch fruit. Shvatim allowed to touch fruit, which are hukshuru. But fruit that were on hukshuru, shvatim allowed to touch. What's the case of maize? Oh, if it'll be maize, if it, again, it's a little, you have to go into the halakas. Okay, but... hold on here, 1 second. But what you see in so Taisus says that over there, the reason why it's ain't a nick, because you don't see the maisa hezek, you don't see the mazik. Taisus has a chiddush, that what's considered hezek shenu nikah, if you don't see a mazik, that's hezek shenu nikah. The makadem shalmena, if you give a zet, that's midaraisa. But if you don't see the mazik, that's not makadem shalmena, that's only midarabona. That's Taisus. And therefore, Dr. Talmud Arash, Baba Rosh, and Baba Kama, in about a dozen achronim thereafter, not knowing Talmud Arash Rosh said it, say it as well, that you come out like Taisus. If I take a sheret and I put it onto your liquid, and the liquid doesn't need a heksha, liquid is makabel tum right away, then I would takibichai, it would be a hezek nika. And he says, v'tzarchin, I mean, his own should say the chilek in the Gemara, by metane, but toshte, if I take a sheret and I put it on your fruit, the only reason why it's ain't a nika, because I don't see the heksha, but if I had seen the heksha on your fruit, I mean, so I would see a tumor, it's wet, let's say, and I see it's a nechele dika wet, it's inherent that this is a nechele dika wet, then enechname, you'd be chayv. If I be metame, you're liquid, enechname, you'd be chayv. That's hezek nika. That's not hezek, that's hezek nika mamish. Now, why didn't he want to say that enechname will be hezek shein nika, only be mid rabbonin? The fact that ain't loimbo, the hochinami have a hezek shein nika, the consu, kumay be metame, shalo yehei kolech, hechelek metame, teresev shachaveroi. So Taisus, the Achalek Lamekash Lahachi, here they would never have Mintak in this, the Balakerem Nami Masid. I, the old Takana was, I'm going to get you. So to stop me from getting him, to stop me to raise the cover, they had to make this match. Here, if the guy didn't put up his fence, what's going to happen is his own Kerem is also going to be compliant. So he's not going to cut his nose to spite his face, he's not going to do it, so we didn't have to meet with a Takana. Void, and if you can tell me it's a knas, the knas who the mezid davka hayol in this chayv, it's not mashma over here, it's only the mezid, it's mashma even b'shoiget. So Taisus says, no, can't be after din the rabban has a chayv nika, you have to make this a hezek nika, and the reason why you chayv is because it's haka hezek nika. This is nika. I see the maisa mazik, that is nika. So hezek chayv nika means you have to see a maisa mazik. Right. Correct. But I am saying, even b'sheger, it says that the Gemara doesn't make a chilek, even b'sheger, let's say, if you wouldn't know the halacha, shayla, you wouldn't know the halacha that this client, whatever it is. Okay. Now, in Taisus, the Ksav Seifer takes it even to another step. I'm going to need this step later on, so hold on to it. The Ksav Seifer says that you should know, even though the whole world knows that these fruits were already hukshuru, you do it, it was signs, billboards, all, everyone knows that your parents are already hukshuru, doesn't make a difference. Because the shas, the maisa hezek. Do I see your pears? No. I see dry pears. Do I see a maisa hezek? No. If I don't see a maisa hezek, that's a hezek nika. What? I know that it's coming. So I know that, but that's not nika. Nika means nirla. I see it. If I don't see it, it's not a maisa hezek nika. That's not a hezek nika. That's a shuvus, that same shuvus tzav tzav. Good. I'm going to get back to it. Now, let's take it to another step. So now let's go to Midameya. I take your truma and I mix it up into your chulin and I mess you up because now you have to be machmir that everything's truma. Why is that a hezek shein neka? The reason why it's a hezek shein neka is because I didn't know that it's truma. I mean, I did know, but it's not apparent. It's not self-nika that it's truma. Maybe everything's chulin. You don't see me doing anything wrong. You know it's truma. I know it's truma. I want to get you, Taka. We all know it's truma. But do you see the fruit that it's truma? This fruit looks any different than the next fruit? It looks the same. So if I take your truma and I put it into your chulin, no, that's the same thing. That's eino nika. I mean, doesn't make a difference eino nika because the makabel truma, the nizik, you don't know that was so true. Or if the mazik, you don't see that the truma was truma. It's eino nika. I don't see a maisa hezek. That's a hezek eino nika. A chiddush of Taita. Okay, that's Taita Shita. Let's go to other Rishonim. The Ramban Yina Zagami says otherwise. And really, it's other Rishonim we're going to get to as well. Ramban learns to Pshutai that Hezek Shein HaNikah means that it has to be Nikah in the Nizik, in the Dovah HaNizik, in the Chesed that you damage, that there was damage in the Chesed. Something that you can't see under a microscope, you can't be tested in a clinical lab, is not Nikah. Finish. That's Hezek Shein HaNikah. Hezek Shein HaNikah has nothing to do with the Mait and Mazik. It has to do that the Nizik, the Chesed which was Nizik, you could see that there was damage to the chepet. If you can't see damage on there, you could put tumma on there. You don't see it. You could put the climb. You could do whatever you want on that item. Oh, I'm going to get the climb exact. But you could do whatever you want to the item. Yainesek, whatever you want today. If I don't see the item was genezek, because it's only ruchni sticker, it's dinim in the Torah, but I don't see that this chepet had any damage, that's a hezek shein HaNikah. And really, it's a Rambam. The Rambam says the same logic. When the Rambam teaches out what is hezek shein HaNikah, he describes it. Something which is shlo nishtana hadava, the chesed hanizik was not nishtana, will nifsa the tsurasai. It wasn't nifsa at all. You don't see any difference in the tsura. That's the hezek shein HaNikah. Mashmoy is getting it like that as well. That's the hezek shein HaNikah. So if you want to know sheret, like the Ramban, sheret was kutsutai. It's irrelevant. I didn't know it was hoksha. I didn't know it was hoksha. That's not the reason why it's hezek shein HaNikah. Then a nikah, because you can't see tumah with your eyes. So you can take a sheret, put it on the guy's apples, put it on his liquid too, doesn't make a difference. It's ain't no nicker because I don't see the chesed being genizik. I might see at that point the mice are nazik, but I don't care about that. I want to see, at the end of the day, do I see that the nizik was damaged? No. I don't, there's nothing in that apple that showed any hefset. It was not nishtana tzurasai. If I don't see anything in the nizik, that's hezek shein HaNikah. I, the Gemara for Klein, over there, I guess that's what Tezer coming from the Klein. The Chay should be a Hezek Shein HaNikah result. But the Ramban, the Klein is different. Klein is Taka Nikah, even like my understanding. Even my understanding, but the Ramban, that has to be Nishtana B'Guf HaDavah. Klein is also Nishtana B'Guf HaDavah. Why? It says like this. When you pull the wall down, and this is my interpretation, but it's not mine, it's a Shiva's interpretation of Ramban. Ramban says one liner. Shaila had a Taka Nikah. I'm giving you the comments of Rav Achrayna have a Taka Ramban. When you pull the wall down, and I see the matzav of klayim, what's klayim? Klayim means that my grace shoot in itza into your tnuah. That's not klayim. That's not what the Torah asks. Klayim asks is a mixture. You have klayim of a bag, you have klayim of a bottle of kolos. If you have a mixture, it's growing together. That's the chesed of klayim. You thought you were dealing with bottle of kolos. No, you have a new bear you call bottle of kolos. You thought you were dealing with temel. No, it's a new thing called klayim. You have a temel kishtim yachtav. You have a new chesed. Well, by Klaya Karam, it's the same thing. When you pull down that wall, or you don't bother fixing that wall, you gave up, you're in the Siyayish. Right now, at that moment, seize the moment, what do you see? You see that now your Tzvua is no longer Tzvua. Your Tzvua is Klayim. Your Tzvua is a Chesed of Klayim. It's growing together with Karam. So I see a growth of Klayim happening here. So even your Tzvua is Klayim now. I see something in your Tzvua. It is Nishtana. It's Nishtana that is called Klayim. Sorry? Some Rishmu wants to say, Rizovsky wants to touch maybe, Rishlom Azama wants to touch it a little like that. It's not much like that in the Rosh Hashanah. Ramban's word is that in a massive of climb, I already have to wait, but it's a massive of climb. I create a massive climb, so if I see the growth, I see a massive of climb. He said, I could always uproot my kerem, and you'll no longer see the klayim. Who cares? But b'shas ma'isa, was there a shina in the tzura tadava? There was, because the tzura tadava went from tzura to klayim. Oh, you saw a shina in the tzura tadava? That's already considered a hefset b'guf hadava. That's considered a hefset. And that's the Ramban. Mashenkin thought that if you see the sheret on top of the fruit, there was nothing intrinsic in the fruit. You can't see tumah. Unless you're a Rebbe, but you can't see tumah, so the fruit is right that the Rebbe can't see it either. Otherwise, it wouldn't be hezek there. You can't see it, so it's a hezek shein HaNikah, right? So that's it. Right now, how you see a sheret on it, and you see a mice and mazik, that we don't care about mice and mazik. We care about that the nizik was nifsed. We see that it was nifsed. I don't see it was nifsed. By klayim, I see it was nifsed. Because in this mazik, I see that this tool takes on a new shame. This tool is called klayim. That's the Ramban's protest. The second verse of Ramban is Enochanan, you're right. Hezek Shein HaNikah. And the Sukkah is Kaifa, Hezek Shein HaNikah. I take the word that it's only made, it's not triggered. No, my mind wasn't watching. Go to the Sukkah, so my when you get a bit. he did it to Shia. So Tzirayt is called Hezek Shein HaNeka. Okay, the number goes like that. I'm running out of time here. I'm going to answer. I have a lot to say, but it's a good point. You should know. Ramban goes through, but I don't want to get into that. I'm trying to avoid that. Okay, good. So comes out like the Ramban is. What you see is an associative makot between Seif and Ramban. Seif says you have to see the mice and mazik, and the Ramban says you have to see the hefset in the nizik. That's the makot. Good. Let's develop this a bit. Let's take it to a case. There's a case of the halach in Yerideya. There's a Ramon Yerideya in Shin Mem Tes Yud Gimel, Hilchos Avelis. The case was as follows. A guy had Nebuchadnezzar, his parents lost their child, and they went a little crazy. And of Tsar, they start to take the clothing and throw it into the kever. And everything gets thrown into the kever. Every time they hit something in the kever, it's going to become a Chikyeh Meis, it's going to be awesome. You have a Chiv of the Shabbat Aveda to Chiv those garments, or to stop them from throwing it onto them, to save those garments from becoming awesome. What happens if you did that? It's a Mordechai. What happens if you did that? You chopped those garments, and then you decide you gave it back to the parents, and then the parents threw it onto the kid, Nebuch, and became awesome. But Mordechai, you're going to be chayv. You're chayv. Because when you took it, you're shema aveda, and now you're pashay, you put it on bakum, you do the chayis rois, you gave it to mad parents, so it's obviously going to be nifsad. You can be chayiv for that hezek that you caught. So what happened? These garments became also of sakrichemim. Zok tisham mishpun simin samak vav sitkan lamedalet is a shayla v'chayra. How do you understand this halacha? Fish loim if you learn like places that you see the mice and mazik. So when you took these garments and you, or the parents took these garments and put it on their child, the mace, at that point we see a mice and mazik. We see sakrichemim. We see slam is going to be also. You see that those garments, you see the mice hazik, you can't see Issa, but you see the mice hazik. So it's going to be chayiv. But if you learn like the Ramban, that you have to see the hefset in the Gopadavon, you have to see the hefset in the Shtana Tzirotai, the Begodim didn't change. Nothing happened to the Begodim to change. So if that's the case, like the Ramban, it should be hazik shein nikel. And since you owe me a shamer on it, then now look, it's by a shamer, by hazik shein nikel, you could have a shalach ala panacha, you can be potter. So how could the Ramban paskin over there that you're a shamer veda? By giving it back, you're going to be chayiv for this hefset that it became tachricha nei. The chayit should only work like Taisus and not the Ramban, and Talmud Rishonim hold like the Ramban. They affect the Mishpat. Hey, maybe the Ramo or the Mordechai, but the Mordechai could hold like Taisus. But the Ramo brings it down. Why is the Ramo passing like Taisus and the Mordechai and not like the other Rishonim? So I would like to suggest that no, it's called it, that even the Ramban would be moid over there. Why? Because just like the Ramban's moida by Klein, what's the word of Klein? The Klein means that the Shas, the Maisa Hezek, what did you see? The Nizik also took on a different surah. The Nizik was called now Klein. How you could fix it the next second? Good, but the Shas Maisa, the Nizik became a shame Klein to it. It's not regular surah. The reason why it's also not because of Tumma, it's not because the mate touched it, zapped it out Tumma. The reason why, because of Kazawa Geiza, that anything that touches, any clothing touches the mate, has a din of Tachrich HaMeit. It's a different. There's a different shame to it. It's now cool, Tachrich HaMeis. It's not regular begotten. It's Tachrich HaMeis. They gave it a din of Tachrich HaMeis. If you gave it a din of Tachrich HaMeis, so when they see the begotten touching the maze, at that point they see these are not regular begotten. These are Tachrich HaMeis of begotten. Oh, Tachrich HaMeis of begotten. There the Ramban would be made of water. It's Mishkan HaTzirotai. If you pull it off the maze, you will no longer see it's Tachrich HaMeis. Who cares? But the Shas Maisa, I saw there was a Hesed, the Tzirut Adava. Just like if I pull away the kerem, I'll no longer see Klein, but Peshat Maiz, I saw Klein. I saw that there was Nishtana Tzurus Adava of the Nizik, so therefore even the Ramban might be made over there at the Hezek Nekam. Alright. Agav, what you see also is a Shiloh of Shut Mari Breuner, he's in the Stavik. Will we say a Chiv of Garni on a Hezek Shein Nekam or not? Means Hezek Shein Nekam is a Knas Rabbanim. Garni is also only the Rabbanim, the Kamari Shreinim. So like Takantu Lekatan, Lekakantu Leavdinim. That's what that's a mistake from Dagan. Maybe they didn't make one Darabon and another Darabon. And he's Mesopic. According from here, there's a full Sharai that they did. And Ramban had a thought to learn the Gemara and a commentary and a tackle learn the Gemara like that, that we're talking about. The whole thing of Klein was Al Tezek Shein HaNeka. And yet the whole Chiva Zakra Meiz only has Garmi. So you have Garmi and Tezek Shein HaNeka. And even Taisus, the Etzim was Nochus to learn Avchat. The Taisus didn't want that son was only Meiz. It's not Shoigek. Taisus said, Bukhai God, no one passed the Knaz. But besides, all the Rishonim are taunting over here that you can be chayiv, even though it's Garmi, plus the Hezek Shein HaNeka. What's going on? And Lama, you see that Garmi and Hezek Shein HaNeka is Tachrich HaMeis. And you have a right from dying to a teammate as well. The case was, if a dying was here at the tummy, and what happened now, the guy took the fruit and threw it into the warehouse, and now mixed up tummy with tar, and he messed up all his fruit. Over there, the dying is chayv. Now, the din of dying is chayv is only avgami. And when the balabais himself, one of the struck him with the balabais himself mixed it up, or balabais himself mixed it up, it could only be avgami, but after tumisher boy, it's a hezekshen and nekka. So, lechayy, avaiti, avarai, gami, and hezekshen and nekka. Zekama, vekama, rai, sluza. But as we state, lechayy, the michayy, the gami, and hezekshen and nekka. All right, let's move on. Still a lot to say. Okay, let's look, let's see a piskei tshuva here. There's a piskei tshuva, hezekshen and nekka. Now let's talk more of maisa. This Shiloh has many different variations. It's the same Shiloh, but all right. Look at Piskei Tshuva. I'm a prima godin. Orachaim ban hogis isa de hetzah. Soif say the beish. Shekot of izel shaynay. Hatoichiv kav shal isa lo teich hetzah chaveroi. I took my trefa spoon and I stuck it into your kosher food. And everything was hot. So the bleas of my trefa spoon went into your food. If it's a shaygeig, I'm potter. Because it's a hevek shenu nekum. If I'll be bemezer, I'll be chayiv. Dr. Prima Gordon, that's only by Minda Minoy, because it's Eino Nika. Ach, Be'ein Minoy, but if I stick my trefa spoon, let's say it's Tam Basa, and I stick it into your rice, so now you can taste Tam Basa in your rice, so it's Nika in your rice. It's Nika Shatam, Yishleim, since it's the Nika Shatam, Ma'ab Hezek Nika V'tzarchim. If I'll take my trefa spoon and I'll stick it into your food, and it's Nika Shatam, it's a Minda Shein and Minoy, you're going to be Chayiv, that's considered a Hezek Nika. It's mesupik if that's a hezek nitanat. If it's minos, that's a hezek shena nika. But if min beshena minos, then he's mesupik, and maybe that will be chayim. And says Dr. Prima Gonin. What's the tam of this sopik? What does he want? L'chayro, we buy this nika atam, the zikir should be nika. If it's nika atam, then l'kul yomi should be hezek nika. What does he want? Why is it tzarechi? So he could say that he held Hezek Nika has to be Nikolai. Just because Nika Shatam, and you can use a different sense to detect that it's there through Tam, but if it's not near it Lion, you can't see the Tam in the rice, that still might be considered Hezek Shein and Nika. Alright, but a lot of Akoinim Memam Papit is a lot of this is also considered Hezek Nika, even through Tam. So what would be his topic? Let's take the Prima Gadam apart. What are we talking about? What Issa was in this spoon? What magical Issa was in this spoon that's answering your rice? Then look, most Isurim, normally Isurim that we have today, you really can't discern if it's Oso or Hesha. For example, Nedalis, Trafis, everything is bust in the spoon. We don't know if it's Shechted right or Shechted wrong. Never look at Munsi, they couldn't tell the difference if it was Trafis or not, right? If it's in the spoon, it's in the spoon, you can't tell. So yes, you have Tam Bosa in the spoon, but you have no idea that Tam Bosa is Tam Issa. Now, let's say you'll have Chuma and Tevel in the spoon. If you taste like vegetables. Well, it tastes like my carrots. It tastes like my fruits. It tastes like my grapes. How are you going to know that, no, this is truma, tevel, arl, or whatever it is? You're crying. You can't taste it, right? So the etzem, the oisa, the tam oisa in the spoon is not tasteable. Now you're going to go ahead and put it into your rice. Look at that maisa. Do you see anything wrong? I don't see anything wrong. I think it's a perfect maisa. It's very, very nice. Very nice. You're opening it. You're mixing his rice in. So light taste that you have to see a maisa hezek. You don't see any maisa hezek. You don't see any ma'aseh hezek, it's hezek shein nekka. If you learn like the Ramban, you could say the Ramban didn't care whether you see a ma'aseh hezek or not. Moshe by Sheretz, being matame, he was very happy. All he cared was, if later on, could I see something with mishtana in the guf ha-nizek? Then we'll figure out what it was in mishtana, but that mishtana caused a problem, doesn't cause a problem. But I got to see a mishtana in the nizek. Well here, if I could be near Goshatam and I could taste that there's something wrong in your rice, it tastes funny, it tastes like basa, and I know that taste of basa is nevela, even though that's not only out the idea. But I see something, I taste, I discern something in your nizik, who is nishtana tzarasay, I say, Ramban, you be chayim. So it could be his tzarachin was, it's totally no makleg, it's taste of Ramban. If you learn like taisis, it will be considered hezek sheinu nika, because I don't see the maitha mazik. If you learn like Ramban, it will be considered hezek nika, so who cares, I don't see the maitha mazik, but it's nika in the nizik, that it's different. Okay, well, fine. I'll talk to you after share. That's okay, I'm sorry, I'm trying to cover right now. I see I'm not going to be able to answer this. All right. And back then, the Ksav Saita said the same exact thing by Mamash Chatik. I took a Chatik, they all have the same case, a similar case. You borrowed a pot from your neighbor and you messed it up. You start, all these type of cases. His case was, you borrowed a kli cheres, and what did I do? I took a piece of meat, and I threw it into the, while I was cooking, I backed and threw it into the pot, I trafened off the pot. He says, even if this piece is nevela, and it's ben, I see the chesed, it's a nevela, but yeah, like Taisa, it's still a hezek shein haneker, because you know the difference between a piece of meat being a nevela and not a nevela. You can't see the difference. So like Taisa, it's a hezek shein haneker. This one with the Ramban, like I said, you could suggest maybe it's nicker, because if the tambos of the nevela goes into the vegetables, it's mimbe shein haneker, right? So then it'll be nicker that the tambos. And I know that boss is nevela, that will be hezek nicker. But like Taisa, since I can't discern whether it's nevela or not, I don't see the maisa hezek, it's going to be a hezek shein haneker. Now, going back to the case of the spoon, if the spoon would have, let's say, a unique taste, it has chaza in there, it'll be a hezek nikatika taste, it'll be a tam of chaza in that spoon, and we'll say that there, even tastes could be moida that yechayev, because I taste the chaza, I know that it is not just by, if I would taste the spoon before you dip it in, I could say that this spoon is definitely awesome. And if I see you sticking the spoon into the pot, I know you're tracing up the pot, so I see a maita hezek, and taste would be moida. But if that would be the case of the Prima Godin, then even by Nimbe Mina it should be awesome. Prima Godin Makavik and Nimbe Mina Eino Mina. If you're going to learn that talking about Chaza here, well, if I'll take a spoon which is Mali Chaza, and I'll stick it into a kosher piece of meat, but I know that spoon is Chaza, and I taste the spoon before, and I know it's Chaza, and I see it sticking to the meat, even though it's Nimbe Mina, let's say in the meat I can taste. Well, mushrooms to see why in that case I won't be able to taste it, but who cares? But the Maisa, since I know it's a Maisa Hezek, I see you sticking a chazetik spoon into the pot, I know that you're tracing off the pot, avad you're going to be chay. So that can't be the case. Pasha. So anyway, the Pasha got the case of matter normal is so that you can't discern. So that could be the Sarakina Prima God. If you learn like Taisa, it'll be Hezek Shein HaNikah, because you don't know that you're doing a Isa. You don't know you're doing a Maisa Isa, a Maisa Mazin. If you learn like Ramban, it will last. If you learn like Ramban, it is a Hezek Nikah, because I could taste that it's Tam Bosa, and I know that Tam Bosa is Nevela. Let me just theorize. We're not going to have time to finish the sermon. I gave up on that already. Mr. Yashman Lagodra. But one more halach, which is a similar on this, Basa B'cholam. This is Shlomo Zalman's case. Let's say the spoon was Chalavi, and the pot was Bisari. The Kreir is cooking meat, a Faker. The spoon was Bisari, and you put it into a pot, which was Chalavi. What will be the halacha then? Like Taisa, the Ramban, if it has a Knicka, it has a Jainu Knicka. And the reason why it's difficult to know these cases with Knicka now is because a lot of these cases are considered a Shogit. She did it by accident. Someone said maybe she was a Shaya, but a lot of say that she did it by accident. If she did it by accident, she will only be Kaiv if you can say this as a Hezek Knicka Minadin. If it's a Hezek Shein HaNikah, she's going to be Potter. So, the Mincha Shlomo, Shlomo Zalman says the following. He makes it up, breaks it down to three Gedorim, similar to what I'm saying. He said that if you could taste, let's say it's a milk of a spoon, if you could taste the milk in the pot of the Kedaya Shabbat Shabbat, you could taste the tam milk in the basa, and I could taste that it's going to be awesome. I taste basa b'cholov. He said that's nikah, that's the kuliyama hezek nikah. So I like taste, I see the mice hezek. So I like the Ramban, the nizik was nishtana tzurasa, it tastes from basa b'cholov. He said, if you can't taste it, there's not enough that you could taste it in the basa, but what? But you could taste that the spoon was chalavi before you stuck it into the basa. So there he says, like tasis, you see the maisa hezek, because I know you're sticking a milk of a spoon into a flesh of a pot. I know you're tracing up the pot. Like the Ramban, it's not a hezek nikah, because divide, if I'm going to try to taste the kadeira, I'm going to try to taste the nizik, I will not discern the chalav, so then it's a hezek shein haneker. And today we're not some chinanak seila, and you're there, we don't rely on taste. We have to aser it. As long as there's no shisha, we're going to have to aser it. So it's going to be asa, and I can't taste the isa. So later on, it's a hezek shein haneker. But like taste will be hezek nikah because I could have tasted the spoon had chalav before you stuck it in. But he said, if it's talking about a case that if even the spoon you couldn't taste before you stuck it in, because it's a svar, we don't really know how much milk is in the spoon anyway. I just got the milk of the spoon. Doesn't mean it's mully milk in the spoon. So sometimes you might not even be able to taste it. But we, again, we don't rely on the connoisseur to tell me that there's no milk here. And if I'm going to stick it into this pot, I'm going to trace enough the pot if there's no shishim connected to the spoon. But Dr. Minter Schleimer, here, lukuli am a sight, taste the side of the Ramban, it will be as a chain of nickel. Because I didn't see a maisa mazik either. Not only didn't I taste it in the meat, but I couldn't even taste the spoon before you put it into the meat. So I don't see a maisa hezek either. So I don't have a Nishtana Tzuros, I don't have a Maisa Mazik, so in that case, will be a Hezek Sheinu Nikah. So you have three cases. If it's Nikah, entirely Hezek Nikah. If it's Nikah in the spoon, not in the meat, so Makwek is tasting Ramban. And if it's not Nikah even in the spoon, it's a Hezek Sheinu Nikah Lekuliyama. Just a Firoi, I'm not going to have time to do more, but just a Firoi, let's say the Maisa in Munsi, when a guy sells Basa Trefa, and now you go home, and you stick it into your pot, and you're trafing up your whole house, Kulila. I'm not even talking about Dr. Sefesh, but just off the Parsha, they're trafing up everyone's pot. So if it's a Baragola, good, Baragola. But let's say that pot, it's a Lebanon Gola, China, whatever it is. And he messed up thousands of dollars worth of China, a pot that's in Lebanon Gola. Is he going to be Chai? So there is a Nesivis in Reish Lamed Aleph who say that this is like Garmi, that's like Shukhani, or Dain Shetah. You relied on the person who's feeding you, you relied on him that he's selling you kosher meat. He told you he's selling it kosher, and you relied on him. That's what you're relying on the seller, you're relying on the mashkiach, I'm not sure, but you're relying on both for sure together. You're relying on them that this is kosher. So in the series, you're going to be chayav al kemi for all the trafening up that happens later on. I just want to be mindful, but our sugya, you have to know now what happened. What did I do? If I put in my flesh a kabbat at home, and it was, this was also flesh, same thing, just it was, wasn't shechted at all. Or was a nimlach, let's say, and you can't taste the difference. Yeah, nimlach, not nimlach in your pot. So if it turns into demino in your pot, in the beliefs of your pot that already exists, tambasa. So I can't taste this tambasa. So it's going to be a mimbamino. So like the Ramban, you don't taste it in the pot. So it's going to be a hezek shein nika. And like Taisis, you don't see the maitha mazik either because you don't see the piece of meat looks just fine. You couldn't tell the difference if it's also mosa. So it's right, it's going to be a hezek shein nika. So it'll be only benazit, not fishaikin. It won't be continuing benayachra. Right, with all these variables. And even though he did it, let's say, with Atzmi, for no, I mean, whatever, I'm not going down that route. But if it will be a brand new pot, and you could taste tam basa, and I know that this tam basa had to come from your meat that you gave him, there's no other meat that was in this pot. And I now know that that meat was traced, so like taste is, it still has a chain in there, because I took you, put meat in the pot, there's nothing discernible in this meat, I didn't see the maitha has it. But if you learn like the Ramban, either I could taste the tam meat in the pot, so I know that your time got into my pot, and I want to know about the idea that this time is treifer to get time, then it'll be a hezek nika. So you can have that case, but then look, most times, it's not the first time, not the only time, so you won't be able to taste the time in the pot, so it will be min demina, so it'll only be contained in the mazit, it will only be contained in the mazit, and not the shaykin, and it won't be contained in the noy akram, the muscle. Every store in between, let's say he provided to your grocery.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.